joined by the president and CEO of the United Way of Greater Lorain County, Ryan Aroney. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you all?
Not too bad. We chat with the United Way once a month to see what's happening, or more if there's a lot more things going on. And we're kind of getting back to the school time. And I know that one of the things that you had done or has been, is it still ongoing? Part of this school supply collection, I know that took place at the end of August, but tell us a little bit about the distribution that's going on for that.
Yeah, a little bit of both. We really throughout the year host collections of a few different items, and one of those is school supplies, and of course that ramps up this time of year. Traditionally, we have a big event at in August called our campaign kickoff, and we've always had a bus there for folks to bring school supplies. And the way we do it, we really try to supplement and fill in gaps in the community. And, you know, there are so many great organizations and people running school supply drives, and we love that. You know, we encourage everybody to get involved, and in no way are we ever trying to compete. Our thought was, instead of collecting school supplies and distributing out in the community, which is great, we wanted to go directly to the school districts so that any kids or families who weren't able to get supplies on their own or weren't able to get connected to a distribution in the community are able to then pick them up at the school district. And that's always our plan. And this year we adapted. Since we didn't have the big event, we did a month-long collection through August. And we did still have a bus at our office that folks could do a drive-through drop-off with all safety protocols. And all in all, we collected over 6,000 items and were able to sort those and distribute out to different school districts throughout Lorain County. We ended up being able to do over 11 school districts, and we focus on elementary schools, really, so kids can get what they need and families can feel comfortable knowing that their kids have everything to succeed.
How does the distribution work this year? A lot of times with kids being at home, I guess they're still in contact with their schools to know if they need to come and get supplies, but now the supplies are being used at home rather than in the school.
Right. It's always adjusting in this world. Our communication was for the school districts and the parents and the families to communicate. Of course, they already are. So those districts that we delivered to, they have a stash available. And if they happen to be a district that's working remotely at the start, then parents are able to get connected to those resources through the school district.
Wow. How has this impacted a lot of you deal with a lot of the young preschool, you know, the education, that area with your different collaboratives. How has this impacted them, do you know, for related to after-school type of things and how they are able to still serve those kids, even if it's not the same routine?
Yeah, it's been really big, and it's constantly evolving, and there's, you know, unintended results that are coming as we change things, you know, from a funding level, a state level. And, you know, when this all happened in March, it was all hastily thrown together, right? Nobody knew what we were doing. And, you know, so kids were going home from school. Parents didn't know, you know, what was going on. They had packets of schoolwork. And I think the school districts have done a tremendous job to prepare for virtual learning, those that are doing virtual in the fall. And a lot of effort has happened in the community to make sure we've started to bridge the digital divide. And families have access to technology and, you know, laptops and Wi-Fi. And I think there's a lot of structure in place now, and largely families have what they need. But the big challenge then becomes what happens for parents that are working. And I think because we've started to bridge the digital divide, school districts are looking at, hey, let's have kids log in during the school day and do their schoolwork then. But if you're, you know, a single parent who's working, or even two parents who are both working during the school day, you might not have supervision at home for your kid. And your plan was, hey, we're going to come home and do schoolwork after work. But the way the mandates state, that would be counted as being absent because you weren't logged in during the day. So then how do we adjust to that? And then it's about getting kids into a childcare setting during the school day that has access. And then there's barriers with that in laws for child cares being open during the day and the way funding works. So we're constantly from a legislative, perspective and a policy perspective, rushing to try to get these things adjusted so that we can fill the gap and make sure that, you know, families have what they need to be successful. I mean, it's all brand new. So, yeah, there's a lot there, and we're kind of figuring out as we go. And from a United Way perspective, give, advocate, volunteer is the tagline. So right now we're leaning on that advocate part to try to help.
And I know with United Way, you guys can kind of, you're a little more flexible or fluid. You can kind of adapt to things that are taking place. It doesn't take a long time to turn the bus around, is to use that phrase at this point. What about for your regular campaign that usually starts in the fall, where you're approaching businesses or looking for people to show support? How is that going, and what do you have in place for that?
Yeah, we've had to really adjust that as well. And typically for a campaign for us would mean going into a workplace and giving a presentation and handing out paper pledge forms. And obviously all of that's different. We always have had the ability to do digital campaigns and electronic pledging, but we've just ramped it up. And we've created a lot of digital engagement opportunities, volunteer opportunities. You know, I've been doing a lot of community chats live on social media and YouTube, so people can submit questions and just looking for ways to share content virtually. And I think our staff, our team has done an amazing job adapting to that. And to the credit of our community, our partners have been very open to that. And partners have actually reached out to us to say, hey, what can we do? Because we know there's need out there in Lorain County and we want to support. We know it's going to look different, but let's figure it out together.
Ryan, do you see some of these changes that have been made, certainly in the short term, do you see them supplementing, complementing what you do long term?
I really do. I think that's such a great point. And, you know, I mentioned the community conversations that we've been having online. You know, as we've all learned the ease, really, of technology, and whether it's Zoom or you know, whatever it is, why can't we incorporate that going forward to make sure we're more accessible? Transportation has always been an issue in our community. And just getting from place to place, even if you do have a car, if your schedule is tight. And obviously now a new barrier is technology and making sure the digital divide is taken care of. But I think if we use those two things in our mind from an equitable standpoint, let's go out into the community for those who maybe don't have the technology. And let's also have, feeds available for meetings we're hosting for those who have technology but not transportation. And I think those two things can balance each other out.
Ryan Aroney joining us this morning from United Way of Greater Lorain County with all that they do and just trying to fill in the gaps or figure out what supports or options and talents you guys have that can help out during this time. If people want to find out more, maybe even volunteer, because that's always part of what you have available. Where's a good place for people to connect with you?
Always go to our website, which is uwlorainecounty.org. And I would also put a push out there for our social media, which is at UW Lorain County. Constant updates via social media. And we actually have an event coming up the first week of August that we're calling a homecoming week to celebrate all of this that we just talked about, all the great partners, all the work that's happening in Lorain County. And we'll be promoting that on social media, and it'll actually be streamed live via social media. So uwlorainecounty.org and at uwlorainecounty for updates.
Sounds great. Ryan Aroney, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Ryan Aroney, United Way of Greater Lorain County, CEO and president here on our weekly, or I should say our monthly visit.